Hare Krishna devotees, welcome to the Everyday Chant morning Bhagavatam call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Vrindanath Prabhuji on the call. Prabhu is going to enlighten us on he's going to give a special lecture on Gaur Purnima, Sri Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Understanding the Lord with Raised Arms. You may take over the call now, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, everybody, for this wonderful opportunity for me to speak on this special topic of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this special occasion of Gaur Purnima. We'll start with the invocation prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinim Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavedanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. Today will be speaking about the glorification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So as we all know, today is the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So generally this question comes sometime when people visit ISKCON temple or people visit the Gaudiya Mutts. They see the deities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the altar. And obviously for a new person, the question comes, who is this God with raised arms? We have never seen this image earlier. We have never heard of him before. So who is this? And generally, sometimes devotees will give a very brief, quick answer, oh, this is Krishna and Balram on the altar. So people are still a little confused, surprised. We have never seen this image of Krishna and Balram in this way, with arms up high in the sky. So who is this Lord with raised arms? Understanding Mahaprabhu, his appearance and his manifested Leela in this world. Actually, this happened once, a little funny pastime. Once we visited New Vrindavan, it's been a few years, 8-10 years. So during our visit in New Vrindavan in the morning, breakfast serving time, some of the devotees, we were standing in the serving line to serve prasadam. And before we serve the prasadam, there's a prayer recited. And at the end, we all raised hands and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. and somebody happened to click the photo of all the devotees standing in line with raised arms, and somebody posted that photo on Facebook and tagged some of us who were in that picture. So it so happened that one of my old friend from college time, he saw this photo and he commented on the photo. "Why are you all with raised hands? Is there some cop behind you?" Because generally people have this mindset that people are raising their hand. It is some kind of a gesture of surrender. Right? That is a common understanding. The cop comes and shows a gun and says, "Okay, raise your arm." So what is the significance of raising arms? Generally, it is a symptom of somebody may raise arms out of fear that, okay, I'm hands up, I'm giving up, I'm surrendering. So this is actually, yes, a sign of surrender. But a devotee, when we raise our arms, we are surrendering unto the Supreme Lord that we are your children. Please pick us up. As a child, come in front of his father and mother, and with looking at the father, he will raise the arm. "Please pick me up, take me in your lap." The same way devotees, they raise hands, asking the Lord, "Please take us in your shelter. We are surrendered unto you." So who is this Lord with raised arms? Why Lord is raising his arms? And in that way, he is on the altar. And we explain to people, this Lord who has appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the Supreme Lord himself. But sometimes people will claim, okay, we can accept maybe he is a saintly person, he is a devotee of the Lord, he is a great acharya. But how can we understand him to be the Supreme Lord himself? So we don't accept anybody out of sentiment, being as the incarnation of Lord or being as the Supreme Lord. For anybody to be accepted as the Supreme Lord, there are certain proofs, certain criteria. The first and foremost criteria is any incarnations of the Lord, any appearances of the Lord in this world are mentioned in the scriptures. And the second criteria is whenever Lord appears in this world, he is decorated with some markings on his body, either on his foot or any other parts of his body, indicating him to be the Supreme Lord. Any time when Lord comes, either in the form of Lord Krishna himself, Lord Ram, Narsingadev, or any other appearances, there are some markings on the body. Say at the bottom of the foot, there are some marks of Shankha, Chakra, a temple with a flag. So these are the marks on the body indicating it to be the Supreme Lord. And the third criteria is the Lord, when he appears in this world, he performs some superhuman pastime which no other ordinary person can perform. And going with all these criteria, we can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself, and there are so many instances where his appearance is mentioned in various scriptures. Even though in some scriptures it's not very clear, it's in a hidden form, not very openly published or emphasized as he is being the Supreme Lord. So to begin with, in Ananta Samhita, Lord Shiva tells Mother Parvati, what is he telling is, the same Lord Radha Madhav, he will appear in Kali Yuga as Gauranga Madhav, and Radha Madhav's holy place, Vrindavan, this is the same place appears as Navadvip. What is this Navadvip? Actually, Navadvip is also known as New Vrindavan, but because it is like an island, so it is called a dweep. So Nava means new, and dweep, so it's Navadvip. So same Vrindavan will manifest as Navadvip. So in Navadvip also, if we visit Navadvip in the current part of West Bengal, close to Calcutta, so in Navadvip area in Mayapur, there is a place which is called as Gupta Vrindavan. So Ananta Samhita, Lord Shiva is telling to Mother Parvati that Lord will appear as Gauranga Mahadev, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and Vrindavan will manifest as Navadvip. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Garga Muni comes to Nandgram to visit the palace of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj asks Garga Muni, "Please give the name to our children. The children are born, but still there is no naming ceremony done. Please you give the name to these children." And at that time, Garga Muni, taking Krishna in his lap, he tells Nanda Maharaj, Asana Varna Srayohayasya Grahanato Anu Yugam Tanu Shuklo Rakta Satha Pita Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha. So this same child, he appears in various yugas. In different yuga, he comes with different forms, with different colors. In Satya Yuga, he appeared in Shukla Karna. In Treta Yuga, he appeared as Rakta Varna. And in Kali Yuga, he will appear in Pita Varna. And now he has appeared in this form as a blackish, bluish complexion. Idanim Krishna Tam Gataha. And Acharyas give commentary that Lord appears in various yugas in yellow color, in red color, and in Kali Yuga, he will appear in golden color. And what is this golden color, incarnation in golden color? Is it talking about Kalki avatar? No, Kalki avatar is not in golden color. Actually, his color is Shama Varna. And Kalki avatar will not be even a Purna avatar. So here, the indication which is given, the Pita Varna, incarnation of the Lord in golden complexion, it is indicating about the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in same Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, where there is a discussion between Nimi Maharaj and Navyogendras, there it is described, Krishna Varnam Tushay Krishnam Sangopangastra Pashadam Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhishaha. In this age of Kali, intelligent person perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the name of Krishna, although his complexion is not blackish. He is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So Krishna Varnam Tushay Krishnam. Even though externally he is not same color as Krishna, but he is Krishna himself, Tushay Krishnam. Sangopangastra Pashadam. He will come along with his companions, his associates, his servants. And the intelligent people in Kali Yuga, they worship this personality of Godhead by the congregational chanting of the holy name. And like that, in many other scriptures, in the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been mentioned. In Atharva Veda, Lord mentions himself that I will appear in Kali Yuga. And what time will I appear? This Chatur Sahasra Abdobari Pancha Sahasra Abhyantarehe Gora Varno Dirghanga Sarva Lakshana Yukta. The Supreme Lord says, when in Kali Yuga 4,000 years have passed of Kali Yuga, and before the 5,000 years of Kali Yuga have passed, I will descend to this earth in the place by the Ganges shores. I will be a tall, saintly Brahmana devotee of the Lord and with golden complexion. Gora Varano Dhirganga Sarva Lakshana Yukta. I will chant the holy name of the Lord and I will taste the sweet mallows of my own devotional service. And again, in Sama Ved, there is another description of Mahaprabhu's appearance. Tathaham Krita Sanyato Bhugarbhe Avistarishyate. The Supreme Lord says, I will descend on earth as a Brahmana Sanyasi at a place on the shores of Ganga. Again and again, he will chant the name of the Lord in the company of his associates to rescue the people who are devoured by the sins in this age of Kali. In Bhavishya Puran, also there is a mention of Mahaprabhu's appearance. Klau Sankirtana Rambhe Bhavishyami Sachi Suta. In Kali Yuga, I will appear as the son of Sachi Mata and inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. There is no doubt about this. Like that, there are so many predictions about Mahaprabhu's appearance, Lord Krishna's appearance in Kali Yuga in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Vedavyas mentions in Padma Puran also, Kala Prathama Sandhyayam Gora Gotamaha Mahiptale Bhagirathe Tate Ramme Bhavishyami Sachi Sutaha. I shall appear on this earth in the first part of Kali Yuga, Kala Prathama Sandhyayam, in a beautiful place on the bank of Bhagirathi, Bhagirathi Tate Ramme. I shall have a golden form, Gauranga, and I shall take birth as the son of Sachi, Bhavishyami Sachi Sutaha. And in Garuda Puran also, the Supreme Lord says, अहं पूर्णो भविष्यामि युगसन्ध्यायौ विशिष्यतः मायापुरे नवद्वीपे भविष्यामि सचीसुता आई विल टेक बर्थ एज अ सन ऑफ सची इन नवद्वीप मायापुर आई विल कम इन माय कंप्लीट स्पिरिचुअल फॉर्म इन द फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ कलियुगा युगसन्ध्यायौ विशेषतः इन इन सेम गरुड पुराण देयर इज अनदर वर्स व्हिच आल्सो डिस्क्राइब कले प्रथम संध्यायां लक्ष्मीकांतो भविष्यति दारुब्रह्म समीपस्थः सन्यासी गौर विग्रह In this first part of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will come in a gold-like form. First, he will become the husband of Lakshmi, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's first wife, whose name was Lakshmi Devi. And then he will accept the order of Sannyas. Sannyasi Gora Vigraha. And where will he reside? Daru Brahma Samite Saha. He will reside near Lord Jagannath. Who has appeared in divine wooden form. So there are all these predictions describing Mahaprabhu's appearance and his indication of various activity. After Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he resided in Jagannath Puri. And there is also the description why Mahaprabhu chose to reside near Jagannath Puri. So if we understand who Mahaprabhu is, what is his bhava, what is his purpose of appearance, so with all these descriptions in the scripture, we understand that Lord appears in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, what is his purpose of appearance? Why does Lord appear in this Kali Yuga? So that is described. There are many reasons of Lord's appearance in this material world in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are some external reasons and there are some confidential internal reasons for Lord's appearance. So talking about what are his confidential internal reason why he is considered as a Channa avatar, hidden incarnation. Because sometimes people say if he is Krishna, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself, why he is not mentioned among the various incarnations described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the first canto in third chapter itself where Sutta Goswami is describing the various incarnations of the Lord. It's a big list of incarnations there. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not listed among all those incarnations? Because he is a hidden incarnation. It's not openly publicized. And why he is a hidden incarnation? So Acharyas explain that Krishna appears in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to fulfill some of his desires which could not be fulfilled in Krishna avatar. And what are these desires? So first of all, he was indebted to the love of all the gopas and gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan. And what to speak of Radharani's love? He was so indebted because of the love of all these devotees that Krishna said, I cannot even pay back the debt of all these devotees. Krishna gave the highest destination even to all the demons when Putana came to feed milk to baby Krishna, even though her intention was to kill baby Krishna, still Lord accepted her as his mother and gave her the highest destination in Goloka Vrindavan, Dhatri. He gave her the destination of his mother. And what about then Yashoda Mata, who has been feeding Krishna for so many years, taking care of Krishna? So Lord says, because of the love of all these devotees, all these Brajavasis, I cannot repay them. And how I can repay to them? I will come and chant in the streets of Vrindavan, in the streets, and propagate the name of Krishna, propagate the name of Radha. I will chant in the streets, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. It's like if somebody takes a loan from 100 different people, if we take a loan of 1 lakh rupees from 100 different people, and now he is not able to pay back, so what does he do? He will file bankruptcy. That, okay, I don't have any money to pay you back. You can do whatever you like. I'm just declaring myself bankrupt. So I can give only maybe 1,000 rupees to everybody and just surrender. I just surrender. The same way, Krishna is lost in the love of all these devotees so much. He says, I just surrender. I'm raising my arms up and chanting, glorifying all the Brajavasis, all the gopis and Srimati Radharani, chanting their names. Because Krishna says, ye yatha mam prapadyante. I reciprocate with devotees as they reciprocate to me. He has given mukti to even Putana, to then what to give to all the gopas and gopis and Mother Yashoda and all other Brajavasis. So to remove the debt, he just raises his arms and call out, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. And the second reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, to understand the love of Radharani. This Radharani, what nectar she is deriving in the association of Krishna, by being in close proximity of Krishna, by doing service to Krishna, what kind of nectar is she deriving? I want to taste that nectar. And the third reason is, I want to understand my own Rupa Madhurya. What is the magic of my Rupa? What is the magic of my beauty? All these people, they come to Vrindavan. They are lost. They become mad after Krishna and they give up everything. They become ascetic. So to understand his own Rupa Madhurya, Lord appears to understand that mood and to understand the bhava, the mood, the love of Radharani. So these are some of the internal confidential reasons of Lord's incarnation as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Radha Bhav Kanti Dhari, Radha Prema Guru Kari, Nadiyate Karilo Udhai. So accepting the mood of Radharani and the bodily color of Radharani, Radha Bhav Kanti Dhari, Bhav and color of Radharani, and Radha Prema Guru Kari, accepting the mood of Radharani, the Radha Prema, and Nadiyate Karilo Uday. Lord appears in this Navadvip, Mayapur. So Bhagwan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is he? His form is of Krishna, par uske andar jo dhadakne wala dil hai, wo Shrimati Radharani ka hai. Bhagwan ka deh to Krishna ka hai, par usme dhadakne wala dil Shrimati Radharani ka hai. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Leela itself, the mood of Krishna before he departed at the end of Dwapar Yuga, after winding up his Leela in Dwapar Yuga. What is Lord's mood? What is Lord thinking? So he described Lord Krishna sitting in his palace. He is thinking, how I am going to appear next time? What will be my form and what kind of activities I will perform? Chirakale nahi kari prema bhakti dan, bhakti vina jagatera nahi avasthan. Krishna himself is thinking that for a long time I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service unto me, unto the inhabitants of this world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of material world is useless. So even though Lord appears in various yugas at various times, and his purpose of incarnation is to destroy the demonic people, to establish the principles of dharma, to deliver the devotees, but the most important activity is to bestow the unalloyed loving service unto the Lord. And Krishna is saying, all these times I have not bestowed this prema bhakti. I have not given the dan of prema bhakti to all these people who are caught up in this material world. For them to come out from the clutches of maya, to cross beyond this material world, I need to bestow this Krishna prema. Yuga dharma pravartmao nama sankirtana chari bhave bhakti diya na chao bhuvana. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of this age, which is nama sankirtana, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. So Lord is thinking, I will personally descend in this material world and I will establish the yuga dharma, the chanting of the holy name. Apani karimo bhakta bhava angikare, apani achari bhakti sikhau sabhare, apane na kaile dharma sikhana na jaya, eite siddhanta gita bhagavata gaya. I shall accept the role of a devotee and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. The Lord is saying, I will appear and I will teach by my own example. I will appear as a devotee, because all the scriptures, they give one particular siddhanta. If we want to teach something to somebody, we have to show it by our own example. So as a teacher in school, when the child starts to learn how to read and how to write, the teacher will hold the hand of the student and is writing the alphabet A, B, C. It doesn't mean that teacher himself is practicing how to write. It is just showing by his example how to write for the students, or to teach the students how to write. The same way Lord is saying that to show to the world, to set an example for the world, I will descend in the form of a devotee. I will accept the role of a devotee and teach devotional service by practicing it myself. And then people will be able to understand. Ete bhavi kali kale prathama sandhyaya avatirna haile krishna apani na diaya. So thinking like this, the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna himself descended in Nadiya early in this age of Kali. And how did Lord appear? What is the description of Lord's appearance? Chaitanya Simha Hera Navadipe Avatara Simha Griva Simha Virya Simhera Hunkara Se Simha Vasuka Jivera Hridaya Kandare Kalmasha Diveda Nashe Yahara Hunkare. Thus the lion-like Lord Chaitanya Singhera, Chaitanya Singhera, lion-like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvipa. He has the shoulders of a lion. Singha Griva, Singha Virya, Singhera Hunkara. He is the powers of a lion and the loud voice of a lion. And here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, may that lion be seated in the core of the heart of every living being. And thus with his resounding roar, may he drive away one's elephantine vices. We have all these animalistic tendencies even in our heart. In the forest, when the lion comes, all these animals flee because of the fear of the lion. Same way, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his lion-like appearance, his sound like a roar of the lion, may appear in my heart and drive away all these vices in my heart, which are like the animalistic propensities. So Lord appeared in this material world, and with his appearance, he first made the holy name appear. Shri Advaita Acharya, he was an instrument in having the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. He worshipped his Shaligram Shila with the offering of tulsi leaves and Ganges water. And he prayed to the Lord, please, this is the time for you to make your appearance. And at the time of lunar eclipse, all the people, they have generally a custom to go take bath in the holy rivers. So people who are all appeared, who all joined together to take a dip in the holy waters. And they were chanting the name, Hari, Hari, Hari. At that time, Lord appeared in this material world, in the house of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra as their child. So before Lord appeared, he made the appearance of the holy name. Everybody congregationally chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari. And with this chanting of the holy name, Lord is emphasizing what is the purpose of his appearance in this world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to propagate Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name. And his manifested Leela in this world was for 48 years. And the whole lifetime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is divided into two parts, what kind of Leela he performed. So these two parts of his lifetime, his Leela, is Adi Leela and Shesha Leela. Adi Leela is first 24 years of his life, and that Adi Leela is also divided into four sections. Bal Leela, which is first 5 years, and then Poganda Leela, which is from 5 years, from the time when education starts till the age of 10, 11 years. And then Kishoravastha, from 11, 12 years to 18 years of age. And then Yuva, which is from 18 years when Mahaprabhu accepted the householder life, got married, till 24 years of age when he accepted sannyas. And the Shesha Leela is when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24 onwards till he winded up his Leela. And that Shesha Leela is further can be divided into two sections, Madhya Leela and Antya Leela. Madhya Leela is first 6 years after taking sannyas, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to various parts of India. So after taking sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri on the request of Sachi Mata. She said, if you reside in Jagannath Puri, at least I will be able to hear about your whereabouts, where you are, what you are doing. Because people, devotees from Navadvip Mayapur, they will go to attend Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, and I will be able to know about you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Jagannath Puri, and from there he went to various places in first 6 years after taking sannyas. So that is his Madhya Leela. And Antya Leela, the last 18 years of his manifested Leela, Mahaprabhu continuously stayed at Jagannath Puri and did his very confidential internal pastime. And all these Leelas of Mahaprabhu, they are described in the two scriptures, the main two scriptures which describe about all these wonderful pastime of Mahaprabhu. One is Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, which describe in detail actually the Adi Leela section of Mahaprabhu's Leela. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita, composed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, it describe in detail about the Shesha Leela, the Madhya Leela and Antya Leela of Mahaprabhu. So, in interest of time, there are so many wonderful pastimes, but just to be very concise in interest of time, maybe I will speak about very few couple of pastimes, describing what is the mood and mission of Mahaprabhu's appearance. So in his Adi Leela, when he was as a householder life, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he accepted Diksha from Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, he is a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. So in the line of Madhavendrapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Ishwarapuri as his guru, again to set a role model for all the people, that to show the importance of accepting a guru. And Mahaprabhu is now manifesting his Leela. After getting Diksha from Ishwarapuri, as he is returning back to Navadvip, he is chanting the holy name on the streets, raising his arms up. And whoever saw Mahaprabhu, he was wonderstruck. What happened to this boy, Nimai Pandit? Because before that, Mahaprabhu was known as a scholar of all the Vedas, and he was running his own school to teach the children of Navadvip the Sanskrit Vyakaran and grammar. He was a very scholarly person. And after accepting Diksha, suddenly all his mood, his bhav changed, and he is chanting the holy name like a madman. And Mahaprabhu, he is with his confidential associates, Advaita Acharya, Nityan Prabhu, and Srinivas Acharya, all these confidential people. So Mahaprabhu is now manifesting his next purpose of his appearance in this world. He is saying that I have received this seed of love of Godhead from Ishwarapuri, who had received this seed from Madhavendrapuri. Now this seed needs to grow into a big tree, and everybody needs to taste the fruits of this tree of love of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu, he is saying, I am going to plant this seed of this tree of devotional service, and I will become the gardener. I will enjoy the fruits of this tree myself, and I will distribute the fruits of this tree, which is the loving service to the Supreme Lord, the love of Godhead. Prabhu kahe ami vishwambhara namadhari, nama sarthak hoye yadi prema vishwabhari. Mahaprabhu is thinking that my name is Vishwambhar. So that is one of the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his birth, which was given to him, Vishwambhar. And the meaning of Vishwambhar is who is the caretaker of the whole Vishwa, Vishwa Ambar. He's saying, I am named as Vishwambhar, but my name will be meaningful if I can fill this whole world, if I can flood the whole world with prema of Lord, prema of Krishna. Nama sarthak hoy yadi prema vishwabhari. So Mahaprabhu, he is saying, I will plant this tree. I will plant this seed of the tree of devotional service. I will become the gardener to grow this tree. I will enjoy the fruits myself. Showing himself to be a great devotee of the Lord, a saintly person. And then I will distribute this fruit to everybody. Let everybody taste this nectarian fruit of the love of Godhead. And Mahaprabhu is teaching a very important principle there, that everybody should try to distribute this fruit of the tree. I am the only, how much I am the gardener also, and how much I can distribute. Everybody should join me and distribute this fruit to all other people of the world. Bharat Bhumi se hoila manushya janmajar, janmasarthak kari karo propakar. Whoever has taken birth in this Bharat Varsha, in the form of a human being, it's a very rare opportunity. Janama sarthak kari karo propakar. One should make his life perfect and spread that goal of life to others also. In that way, make others' life also successful. So karo paropakar, this is not about doing some mundane charitable activities that somebody is distributing some food to poor people, hungry people, giving some medicines, giving some blankets and all that. Yes, those are pious, good activities. But the most important activity is to bring people closer to Krishna, because everybody is suffering in this material world by forgetting their real Savarupa, that we are all children of Krishna and we need to go back in association of Krishna. By bringing people closer to the feet of Krishna, that is the most noble charitable activity. Bharat Bhumite Hoila Manushya Janamajar Janam Tartak Kari Karo Propakar. That everybody should accept these fruits of this tree, the loving devotion service to the Lord, and distribute this fruit to everybody, whomever you come in contact with. Just tell them, please chant the name of Krishna, please hear about Krishna. And throughout his Leela, that was the main mood and mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after, as I briefly mentioned, Mahaprabhu, after accepting sannyas, he came to Jagannath Puri, and from there he went to the tour of South India with the purpose of converting people to this fold of unconditional devotional service. And while traveling to various places, everywhere, wherever Mahaprabhu went, he flooded the people with love of Godhead. And while going through one of the places, as he was passing by one village, Mahaprabhu saw some washerman washing the clothes on the banks of a river. So Mahaprabhu took a detour. Rather than going from the main path, he took a detour. He came to this place where this washerman was washing the clothes. And he told this washerman, say, Hari Bol. And this washerman looked at Mahaprabhu. He thought, oh, he is a sannyasi person, some mendicant. Maybe he wants some charity, some donation from me. If I say whatever he is asking me to do, maybe I will have to give him some donation. So he said, oh, I don't have time for this. I am very busy. I am washing these clothes. Mahaprabhu said, just say once, Hari Bol. And he again looked at sannyasi Mahaprabhu and said, Baba, I don't have time. Please go. I don't have anything to give to you. And I am a very busy person. I need to do my work. And this is how I make my livelihood. I need to wash these clothes. And Mahaprabhu said, if I wash these clothes for you, then you will have some time. Can you say Hari Bol then? And then washerman looked at Mahaprabhu and he said, Hari Bol. And Mahaprabhu put his hand on the shoulder of washerman and asked him, please say one more time, Hari Bol. And the washerman again said, Hari Bol. And he was so much in ecstasy, filled with love of God because of the touch of Mahaprabhu. He constantly started saying, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. He forget all his work and started dancing and chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And everybody who looked at him, they were thinking, what happened to this person? So Mahaprabhu gave his mood, his bhava, the karuna to this washerman. And whoever came in contact with this washerman, he was also influenced with that. In these days, current scenario, people are so much tortured by this coronavirus, all this virus going on, spreading throughout the world. People are so much scared what will happen if this virus comes into our proximity also. But Mahaprabhu, he is giving the karuna virus, spreading this karuna virus, the virus of love of Godhead, the love of chanting the holy name to everybody. And whoever came in contact with Mahaprabhu, with their desire or having no desire, they were chanting the holy name. So this washerman started chanting holy name. His wife came to give him food. So she brought the lunch for this washerman and she saw her husband is chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, raising arms up in the sky. And what happened to him? Is he possessed by some ghost or what? As she came closer to him, she touched him and she also was afflicted with this love of Godhead. She also started calling out, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And any villagers who came there, whoever touched them, whoever came in proximity with them, they were also afflicted by this love of Godhead, this virus of love of Godhead. They were all dancing in ecstasy. One person from the neighboring village, he came, like the postman, he came to bring some post, and he came in contact with them, he touched them, and he was also afflicted. He went back to his own village, and whoever come in contact with him, the next village, all the people started chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. That was the influence of Mahaprabhu, spreading the love of Godhead everywhere to everybody. And on this his tour of this South India trip, after visiting one of the famous Narasimha temples, Mahaprabhu was coming to the banks of Godavari River. And there he happened to meet Ramananda Rai, which is, externally he was a government minister in the ministry of King Pratap Rudra, he was a governor. But internally he was a great devotee of the Lord. And when Mahaprabhu started his journey to South India from Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has mentioned about Ramananda Rai to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and requested him specially that you please meet Ramananda Rai and give your mercy to this person. So Mahaprabhu was very much desiring to meet Ramananda Rai. And at the banks of Godavari, when Mahaprabhu was sitting there, absorbed in his chanting, Ramananda Rai happened to come there, followed by some of his ministers and some of the Brahmanas chanting Vedic mantras, to take his bath at the banks of Godavari. And Mahaprabhu saw him from far, and then Mahaprabhu had the desire to meet him, but he just kept sitting there. And Ramananda Rai, he looked at this sannyasi with golden complexion sitting there. He was very much attracted. He finally came there and paid obeisances to Mahaprabhu. And they embraced each other. Mahaprabhu embraced Ramananda Rai. All those people with worldly mindset, they were surprised how come a sannyasi is embracing a Shudra-like person who is attached to his, externally he is a very attached person, being a minister or something. But Mahaprabhu, knowing the internal heart of Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda knowing who Mahaprabhu is, they embraced. And finally Mahaprabhu said, you come in the evening, then we will discuss, we will talk about more in detail. And there were continuous many days when Ramananda Rai had very important confidential talks with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is all described in Madhya Leela, chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. All these great discussions happened between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. And towards the end of those discussions, there is one very important section where Mahaprabhu is taking the role of asking questions from Ramananda Rai. He is telling Ramananda Rai, you please answer me these questions. And Mahaprabhu is asking these questions. Prabhu kahe kaun vidya, vidya madhyasar. Rai kahe Krishna bhakti bina, vidya nahiyar. So Mahaprabhu is asking, what is the most important knowledge? What is the topmost knowledge? And Ramananda Rai is saying, there is no other knowledge as important as the transcendental loving devotion to Krishna. Krishna bhakti bina vidya nahi aur. Sometimes we think, what is the most important knowledge? What field of education should I take up? Should I get into engineering? Should I get into medical field, accounting, CA, BBA, BCA? What should I do? What can give me maximum income? So that is how people generally consider what is the most important field of knowledge, education. But here, it is described, all these education, they can give you some material benefit, some social status or something, but there is nothing which is comparable to the knowledge of the loving devotional service to Krishna. And then the next question Mahaprabhu asked, what is the most fame? Kirti gana madhe jivera kaun bada kirti? And Ramananda Rai answered, Krishna bhakta baliya yaha hara haya khayati. What is the most important glorification, most important designation, most important fame? And Ramananda Rai is saying, being known as the devotee of Krishna, that is the most glorious. Krishna bhakta baliya yaha hara haya khayati. If somebody walking on the street and somebody says, oh, he is a great devotee of Krishna, that is most glorious. Other people may get some benefit, some glorification in this world, but that glorification doesn't stay forever. People can be famous for a few years, few centuries, but ultimately everybody forgets them. But if somebody is a great devotee of the Lord, they are remembered from millennium to millennium, yuga after yuga. We hear Bhagavatam, we read from Bhagavatam, pastime of Parikshit Maharaj, pastime of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj. They are captured in the pages of Bhagavatam. We are remembering them till now, who had happened like millions of years before. So nobody can be more famous as the devotee of Lord Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu asked, among the riches, what is most rich? Sampatti ra madhe jivera kona sampatti ghani? And Ramandraya answered, Radha Krishna prema janara yehi bada dhani. If somebody has the prema, the love for Radha Krishna, he is most rich person. That's why when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in Jagannath Puri, all the devotees who visit from Mayapur to attend Rath Yatra festivals, they will bring many gifts for Mahaprabhu. And they are asking, they want to invite Mahaprabhu to come to their place where they are staying and take lunch prasadam, dinner prasadam with them. And Mahaprabhu made an announcement, I will come only to that person's house who is Lakhpati. And all these devotees were surprised hearing this. Mahaprabhu is asking, I will come to that person's place who is Lakhpati. And that time, having 100 rupees is a big deal. 500 years ago, the currency is such that having 100 rupees is a big deal. And Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever is Lakhpati, I will come to their house. And then they came to know what is the mood of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is actually asking, whoever chants the name of Krishna 1 lakh times, to that first devotee's house, I will come and honor prasad. So Mahaprabhu is also preaching same thing. The love of Godhead, Krishna prema, that is the most important wealth.